In this present crisis, government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem. Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
With our liberal friends is not that they're ignorant. It's just that they know so much that isn't so.
Welcome to the Red State Town Hall program. I'm your host, Primo Maldoni. My co-host, Ken Brown, will join me in a couple of minutes. Please visit the show's website at redstatetownhall.com. While you're there, be sure to like us on both Facebook and Twitter. Wish to contact us, the email address is Primo, P-R-E-M-O, at redstatetownhall.com. Our show is broadcast here on Red State Talk Radio, America's premier grassroots conservative internet talk radio network. The show is also syndicated through iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Podomatic, TalkStream Live, Player.fm, Roku, and at least a dozen other websites. You can listen to the station using their Android, iPhone, and BlackBerry apps. Visit the station's website, redstatetalkradio.com, to download the appropriate app for your smartphone. If you don't have a smartphone, you can listen using any phone on the station's 24/7 listener line provided by TalkStream Live by dialing the following: 605-562-4209 for Studio A, and for Studio B, 518-712-0045. Before we start the show, let's give a shout-out to our AM, FM, and digital affiliates, WDDQ, FM 92.1, 8L, Georgia, WSFB, 1490, AM, Talk 97.7, FM, Quitman, Georgia, Talk Radio, AM 1620, KTFL, Gilbert, Arizona, WMQL, Radio, FM 105.5, Brevard, North Carolina, Kauffman County, Talk Radio, AM 1680, KCTR, Terrell, Texas, Texpro Radio, Gainesville, Georgia, WCNR Digital Broadcast of West Virginia, and K98Talk.com. And I'm telling you, Ken, if we keep getting more affiliates, we're going to have to just say welcome to all the affiliates and just leave it at that. Let's bring on my co-host from Atlanta, Georgia, Mr. Ken Brown. Mr. Brown, how are you doing today, sir?
I'm good, but I think more affiliates, you just cut me out. You just be the, you know, host your own show, and you'll say that, and you'll say, okay, we're done for the day, and
If we get very many more affiliates, we won't even have a show. We'll just sit here and just chit chat off the names, I guess. But that's a good problem to have. Well, let's get started. I'm going to mention briefly. We talked about this before we started doing the show. If you Mission Impossible, Rogue Nation came out this weekend. I'm telling you guys, it's a good flick. And Ken and I were kind of joking about this. We know some people do not like Tom Cruise, and I'm not real popular. I'm not real great with Tom Cruise's, maybe his political opinions, and he is a little bit nutty. But I'm telling you what, he is a good action star. And this movie, it starts out with action, and it has action all the way through. It has several plot twists. It was a fun time to movies yesterday. I'm telling you, it's 2 hours, 11 minutes, so it's a little bit long, but really It was good. I'm telling you.
I've always admired Tom Cruise for doing his own stunts, and he does crazy stuff. And so when the camera's on him on a tall mountain or on a plane or whatever, and he's holding on to the outside of that plane, I'm thinking that's Tom Cruise. That's why he looks up in the camera, because the camera, this is not a stunt, you know, double. This is him.
Yeah, it's not only a stunt double, but it's him actually doing the stunts, and the stunts are real. They're not CGI.
Yeah.
And there's some great, now I'm not a spoiler, but there's some great chase scenes in this thing. Cars, motorcycles, etc. I mean, it's, I'm telling you, it's a good flick. If you want a good rock and roll action flick and popcorn flick, this is the one to go to. Seriously, and 'cause we're getting toward the end of the summer. We're in August now, and so you start out school what next week? 10? Is it tomorrow?
Tomorrow
mm-hmm. You start. The kids won't be there for a week or two, right?
No. We are the teachers came back for a week last week. The kids
okay.
Tomorrow. Yeah.
So the actual kids be there tomorrow. Jeez Louise.
Yeah.
God.
Here we go.
Anyway. Okay. So much for the 3 month off in the summer.
Yeah.
But you get it out. You get out throughout the year, I guess.
It's more like a year round school. It's you get like a couple months for summer and the what he used to have is a month for like August. Used to be you have off in August. They spread that out into longer breaks.
Right. You have a fall break and a spring break, and of course you have Christmas and whatever.
Yeah. Fall break, winter break, yeah. Christmas break, Thanksgiving break.
Right. Okay, let's get started. Well, you know, the man who takes all the oxygen out of the room, Mr. Donald Trump, is at it again. He is, I almost feel sorry for these other Republicans running. I don't know how the hell they're going to get any attention. This guy, you would have thought that after his comment about John McCain that maybe he would have dipped in the polls, and that has not happened. I think, and some of these other Republicans need to maybe take a hint from what Donald's doing. And maybe try to get some attention of their own, because now whether or not he's there at the end, I have no idea. And I'm still wondering what the hell him and Ted Cruz were talking about in New York a couple weeks ago. That's just the conspiracy theory in me is just, you know, right there. So I'm still trying to figure that part out. But this guy, there's an article on RedStateTalkRadio.com, and it's entitled, Will the Real Donald Trump Please Stand Up? Because this is an article from the Politico, and they're pointing out that in the past, say, 20 years or whatever, Donald Trump has been a Democrat, an independent, and Republican. So he switched parties, switched affiliations. His stance on health care has gone back and forth. His stance on just about almost anything you can mention goes back and forth. And of course, they cite that as a problem. But at the same time, when Barack Obama was evolving his position on, for example, gay marriage, used to be, I mean, remember in 2008, 2012, he thought a marriage between a man and a woman. Of course, he doesn't think that anymore. That's because he's already gotten elected. So, and somehow the Politico and other places like that don't seem to have a problem with that. And they think that it's okay to evolve as long as you're a progressive Democrat. But if you're a Republican, you're not supposed to evolve. You're supposed to be rigid in your belief system from the time you're born until the time you die, apparently.
It's the political double standard.
Yeah. And one of the reasons I read Politico and post some of their articles is because I like to know what the enemy's thinking. And so sometimes I post those things, not because, first of all, for those of you who actually follow the website, either RedStateTownHall.com or RedStateTalkRadio.com, you'll notice that I've not been doing a whole lot on RedStateTownHall.com, our show's website, because I've been really busy, number one, and number two, it's all I can do to get everything posted on Red State Talk Radio, which it's a lot more traffic. So when you're getting more traffic on one, you tend to kind of, you know, do more with one. We get a lot more traffic there, trust me. But the reason, getting back to what I'm talking about, the reason I post stories, just because I post a story doesn't mean I believe in what they're talking about. It's just that I think it's interesting. I think the story's interesting, and it may just be interesting because I can't believe how silly some of the stuff is, and or it's just another viewpoint to, of a way to look at things that maybe you, everyone should consider. Doesn't mean it's the way I view things, but anytime I find an interesting article like that, I'll usually post that sort of stuff. So
I've got a question for you, Primo.
Yeah, sure.
All right, so tell me, what's your theory on why Trump is doing so well?
I think everybody's tired of the bullshit. And Donald Trump is anything but bullshit. I mean, in a way, you could say he is, in a way. But I guess what I'm getting at is he's not giving the PC answer. He's not giving the politically correct answer. He's not parsing his words. You ask him a question, he tells you what the hell he thinks. Now, whether or not you agree with him or not, you know, he just... he just blurts it out, or he doesn't have anybody sitting there in his ear going, shh, no, don't comment on that. Tell him, no, don't do that. Remember what you're supposed to say. If they ask you this, say this. I mean, he doesn't have all these handlers handling him. Nobody handles Donald Trump. Donald Trump handles himself. And I think Americans like that kind of person. They like someone who can think on their feet. And whether or not you agree with them or not, they like the fact that you have opinions and you're going to say them and you don't give a damn hood hair lips.
I mean, I think the Republicans have created this monster. It's like Levin says, and I mean, we elect you guys and to go up there to stop the things that are going on, and there's no stopping. I mean, when it comes to shutting down the government, you know, to defund Obamacare or to defund Planned Parenthood or whatever the case may be, they don't do it because we'll get blamed for it and we'll lose, you know, it's bad for politics. We can't do it because we'll lose House seats and we'll lose.
We got to wait until this election's over. We got to do this. All this political calculation going on all the time.
And Trump, I think it's your own stupid fault. You've created this guy. You can be getting mad at him all you want to, but it's your own fault. Your party's fault for doing it.
Yeah, Mark Levin, I posted an article on Facebook where Mark Levin was talking about that the Republican majority was all based on lies. The Republicans lied their way into office and into power. And we, you and I talked about this long before Mark Levin brought it up. And because they all ran on, we're going to repeal Obamacare, we're going to do this, we're going to get rid of Common Core, we're going to do this. And they have done none of what they said they were going to do. They have, and actually, they have actually capitulated and helped President Obama pass his legislation and his way of thinking. They've actually not only have lied to us, but they betrayed us as well because they've gone totally opposite of what they said they were going to do on some stuff.
So is there any doubt that why Trump is this? I mean, he says something about John McCain, and you and I are we're no fans of John McCain.
No.
And I appreciate his service in the war service and also being in the prison. I don't know what happened to him there, and I appreciate everything he went through. I do. But politically, I didn't like the guy when he was running. I didn't want him to be, you know, I mean, it was a default thing on president. I mean, I voted for him, but there were so many people I'd rather vote for than him.
Oh, yeah.
And he even now he's a rhino. And I think people like what Trump is doing because Trump is, number one, like you said, he don't care what he says because there's no money backing him. There's nobody behind him going, well, don't say this because, you know, you lose funding. You lose this. He doesn't care about that stuff. And that's very refreshing. There's no lobbyists and nobody behind him.
Well, you know, what's funny, too, about the whole thing about, well, you can't talk about immigration because that'll piss off all the Hispanics and we'll lose the Hispanic vote. Well, I got news for you. Republicans lose the Hispanic vote just about every time, even though really in the reality is that Hispanics, for the most part, actually agree a lot with some Republican values, but they've been brainwashed by the Democratic Party, you know, of course, to vote for them for all the free stuff and the candy on the Christmas tree. But when they did a poll just recently, and they were gauging, Trump did better than all the other Republicans. combined. I mean, he had like 34% Hispanic support, which is somewhere near what George W. Bush had, and George W. Bush had the highest Hispanic vote of any recent time. I think he was around 40 or 41%. So Trump's at 34, and he supposedly pissed off every Hispanic in the country, and apparently he didn't.
Well, did you watch him when he went into El Paso?
Yeah, I saw some of that stuff. And
did you see some of the interviews they had with the Hispanics around him? They were all for him.
Yeah.
It was just the opposite of what you hear in the media.
Well, I don't know if you know this or not, but he was being interviewed by some, I think somebody on MSNBC probably. I mean, I really don't remember. But they were asking him about the whole immigration thing. And they were saying, well, it's obvious that basically the person interviewing said, well, but, you know, you can't deport all these people, so we got to come up with some kind of system. And Trump, because they asked him, like, well, what's your plan? What's your plan? He goes, well, you send them all back. And then he said, and then we give them an opportunity to come back following certain rules and this, that, and the other. And they go, and the interviewer goes, no, it's already been established that you simply can't do that because there's no way to do that. And Trump says, oh, yes, you can. He said, you just have to be able to manage things. The politicians don't know how to manage anything. I know how to manage. We can send them back and we can have them all come back in an orderly fashion and this, that, and the other. But they'll have to do this and have to do this and start listing some things, you know. And so the interviewer was just totally flabbergasted that anyone suggests that you actually obey the law and send them all back.
Yeah, duh.
Yeah, but, I mean, that was such a shock because the wisdom out in the mainstream media is, oh, no, that's just impossible. That's nonsense. There's no way you could do that, blah, 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 blah. And Trump's saying, oh, yeah, you can. You just have to know how to manage things. And, you know.
And people like that.
Oh, yeah. People going, yeah, hell yeah. Yeah. You know. Well, yeah. So that's a little private joke, Ken. I have. You know, it makes sense to any of you guys, but seriously. I mean, just the frankness, just the openness, the honesty, and just the fact there's no PC crap in what he says.
So, how do you think he's going to do on this debate Thursday?
Well, he even said himself, I've never debated. I don't know. I don't know if I might do horrible. I might do great. I don't know. And he's probably right. I mean, who knows how he's going to win? I mean, he could step in the big doo-doo piles at some point, you know, say something. But I'm telling you what, if I were a political consultant and I was advising the other candidates, if I were them, I would tell him, stay away from Donald Trump. Let him be his own worst enemy. Let him do what he's going to do. Now, that two things could happen. Either he does great and he gets even more support, or he flubs up and then someone else gets a chance to kind of move to the top. But I would tell him, don't go head-to-head with him. When he says something, either let it go or be polite and do whatever. I said, because you're just going to alienate people. People who love him, you're going to basically cement their vote for him. Because if you actually take him on, and not that may be wrong, may be right, but I don't think you get into a bar fight with a guy like Donald Trump. Especially somebody like Jeb Bush, for example. Jeb Bush, I think if Jeb Bush is stupid enough to take on Donald Trump will eat him alive.
I don't think Jeb Bush is stupid.
No, I think the only one that would maybe try to take him on head on because he's that stubborn, Perry. Exactly, Rick Perry. Because there's no love lost between Rick Perry and Donald Trump. So
no, I think there's another reason for that. I think Rick Perry thinks that's the way to get himself elevated. Yeah,
he's already made his mind up. The way to do it is to go after the lead horse in the race.
Yeah, and I think the others kind of sit back and watch how Rick Perry does.
Yeah, exactly.
If he starts going up, then they'll go, okay, that's what I need to do, and they'll start attacking. But yeah. I don't know how this format's going to be. Is this going to be they can ask each other questions, or is they just get questions from the moderator? And you know what I mean?
I have no idea what the format's going to be. I would guess it'd be more like a traditional debate, which is really not a debate at all. It'll just be basically a big fancy news conference. They'll ask questions, and everyone will get a minute or two to actually answer. But with that many people on the stage, I'm not even sure exactly how many people are going to be on the stage. I don't think they know yet. I don't think there's going to be a whole lot of time for rebuttals and things. I think it's going to be like ask a question and go right around the stage. Everybody gets a chance to answer it. And maybe they have a brief rebuttal process for anybody who wants to rebut, but they may not even do that. It may just be you give your answer and you're done and they go to the next question. I mean, I really don't know. So
I heard where Christie's going to, he just squeaked in to get into that last debate, you know, the primetime debate.
Oh, really? Seriously?
That's what they were saying, that he got into the
maybe he is in one poll, but I don't think they actually, because they're going to use the Real Clear Politics poll, which averages a bunch of other polls. And there's apparently some polls coming out, I think, this weekend, and they're supposed to make their decision because, let's face it, they're supposed to, the debate's on the 6th, which is Thursday.
Yeah.
So they got to make their mind up. If they haven't already, they got to make their mind up Monday or Tuesday or something like that. I mean, I don't know, but
well, he was saying in an interview that
he thought he was in. So
he was confident that he was going to be the.
You always say that whether or not you're going to be in or not. But.
Well, he was talking like he was going to be there.
I hope Carly Fiorina's in the first group. She may not be. I don't know.
Well, when you say first group, what they're doing is prime time group. Yeah, they're doing a prime time, and they're doing before prime time. They're doing like a late afternoon type thing.
It's at 5 p.m., which it was going to be at 1 p.m. They moved to 5 p.m. because they knew they'd have a better audience. And I'm glad, because I think more people will see it. And maybe if you're in the second tier, maybe you'll do so well in the second tier that maybe you're in the first tier next time around. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it'll push their poll numbers up.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's good that they made that the first debate with those folks. And the second debate, because it's going to be a debate and people will watch it just because it's, you know, the first one.
Yeah.
I mean, it's going to be interesting though. And the main thing about what Trump does, and the only thing I don't want Trump to do, I do not want him to run third party. Please don't. Please don't. And I don't think he will, but.
He's not ruled that out though.
Of course he's not. He's going to beat Donald Trump. He's not going to rule that out, but I just don't want him to do that, because then we lose for sure. But what he does for us, what he does for this country, what he does for this, is he brings more people to watch. People that wouldn't watch ordinarily. They're not Republicans. They don't watch political debates or whatever. It's just not a big thing to them.
Right.
They'll watch for him. And this is a prime opportunity for other candidates to be known to these new voters, the people that actually do vote.
Well, these are people who are, like you said, probably not politically inclined, but they've watched his show. And Donald's such a big demonstrative presence, and he's known all over the at least America, and probably all over the world. People know who Donald Trump is. And like you say, there are people who'll be watching who don't normally watch this sort of thing.
Well, they'll be watching for what he says. They'll be watching Curses be flubs or feast, you know.
Yeah, I mean, people will be watching for him to fail. There'll be people watching, cheering him on, hoping he does great. I mean, and there'll be people who are like watching a train wreck. They're just curious, want to know what's going on.
Sure, but those people wouldn't watch ordinarily. And
no, a lot of those people, yeah. I bet you 23% of the audience probably would not even be tuned in if it weren't for Donald Trump.
No. But what a prime opportunity for other candidates. I mean, Rubio or Cruz or Perry or whoever. I mean, it's your time.
Think about this. If this debate on Thursday was a Democrat debate, you had Hillary, Bernie Sanders, Martin O'Malley, you think anybody would watch?
Of course not.
I think the audience would be unbelievably low.
Yeah.
But Donald Trump brings in that, quote, star power, I guess. I mean, I don't know what you call it.
No, it is. He is a star. I mean, He's a reality star as much as he is a billionaire.
Yep.
I can't wait. I'm really looking forward to watching this.
Looking forward for a political debate.
Yeah, I never said that, you know. But I'm looking forward to this one. I'm looking forward to this is going to be get the popcorn out.
Right. Okay, I tell you what, we need to go to break. It's about that time. When we come back, we're going to talk about this Planned Parenthood stuff. We're going to talk about a little bit about Hillary, of course, and her problems, and some other stuff. Thank you for listening to Red State Town Hall. We'll be back in just a few moments. Red State Talk Radio,
WRS Cleveland. Hi, this is Jeff Carlisi from the band 38 Special. The mainstream media has failed the American people once again. Internet radio networks like Red State Talk Radio will not fail you. Tune in 24 hours a day, studios A and B. Great conservative programming around the clock. Red State Talk Radio, the dominant force in internet conservative talk radio.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom36.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom36.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 36.com. Go to freedom36.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom36.com.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Again, get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-400-1756 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-400-1756 to take your call now. Call 800-400-1756. That's 800-400-1756. Again, 800-400-1756.
If you're diabetic, this message could change your life. Is your blood sugar out of control even when you do all the right stuff? Are you afraid of diabetic blindness and the risk of amputation, as well as all those other side effects? Well, you should be. Is there anything that could help manage your blood sugar? Nobedes is a natural supplement that may quickly and dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Bob Corder. I've been using Nobedes for about 3.5 to 4 months now. And in the first 3 months, I've actually lowered my blood sugars from 500s down to 139, and then it dropped to 88 to 93.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedes, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day.
The FDA hasn't evaluated these statements, and Nobedes isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. But for many, it's helped drop their blood sugar. So if you've been evaluated with high blood sugar, don't delay. Evaluate Nobedes now. Call 800-554-7159 and get 2 bottles free. Just cover shipping and handling. Call 800-554-7159. That's 800-554-7159.
Hi, this is Primo Mondoni, General Manager for Red State Talk Radio. We've been bringing you the very best in grassroots, common sense, conservative talk radio for over 5 years now. One thing I've learned in those 5 years is that internet radio is a tough, competitive business. And if the station is going to advance that next level, it's going to require a significant increase in investments in both personnel and infrastructure. Our listenership grew by 42% in 2014, and with our ever-expanding listener base, it's time that we begin the move to a more listener-supported model to provide the station's future financial needs. Therefore, we're asking our loyal listeners to consider making a donation to help us reach our goals. Monthly subscriptions begin at only $2 per month. So please, help us restore conservative principles to our republic. Visit our website and become a Red State Talk Radio supporter today.
Red State Talk Radio. The Talk Monster.
The path to restoring our republic was laid down by our founding fathers. The principles of freedom, liberty, personal responsibility, and limited government are conservative ideals we will never abandon.
America is listening.
Grassroots, common sense, conservative talk radio. It's on the internet. Tune in now. Red State Talk Radio, featuring some of the most popular internet talk show hosts in America today. Are you listening? RedStateTalkRadio.com.
Okay, welcome back. Thanks for sticking with us. Let's move on to this this Planned Parenthood fiasco. I don't know about you. I mean, of course, I've always been opposed to abortion, and we usually don't talk about abortion on this show because I don't think, really, for the most part, you don't change anybody's mind, whether you're pro or con. And it's very upsetting. I don't even like discussing it. But at this point, we've pretty much got to because of what happened this past week. These undercover videos that have been released this whole idea of Planned Parenthood selling off organs from aborted babies, I think it's just about as sick as you could possibly get. Now, people who are pro-abortion, pro-quote, pro-choice, they always try to point out that, well, it's not really a baby, it's just a fetus, it's just a bunch of clump of cells and blah, blah, blah. Well, I have a question for all those folks who say that, and based on what we now know what Planned Parenthood has been doing with these organs of these babies, if it's just a clump of cells, if it's just a fetus, and it's not a human being, and it's not life, how is it you're able to get their lungs and kidneys and their, you know what I'm saying? Those come out of a human being. Those don't come out of a clump of cells. Are you trying to tell me that that clump of cells has a liver in it? How the hell did that happen? That's because it's not a clump of cells. You know, it is what it is. And some of the video image, some of the images and some of the video that have been put out there, some of the pictures been put out there are very disturbing. And of course, there was a court order to have the pro-life group stop releasing these videos about Planned Parenthood. And the Obama administration's their response to this is that these videos are heavily edited and they only show one side of the issue and blah, blah, blah. And they were actually, the spokesperson for the Obama administration was actually asked, well, how is it you feel that? And they said, well, we have been informed by Planned Parenthood their stated objectives and their policy on this, that, and the other, and these videos go against their policies. And I'm thinking, well, yeah, maybe it does go against their stated policy and their stated objectives, but it's absolutely clear this is what is really actually happening. And why is it that not being condemned? I mean, there are people who are pro-choice who are condemning this, who are disgusted with what has been going on. And this has been like a deep, dark secret that Planned Parenthood did not want to get out, and now it is. And I think this could be a game changer in terms of how the country feels about all this sort of issue. What do you think, Ken?
I'm just shaking my head thinking, how can you stop videos? How can you do a court order to keep the undercover videos from being surfacing? I mean, without that being political, without you being on one side or the other, and you're not supposed to be, you're a judge.
Yeah.
I mean, here we go again with a judge making laws, you know, for themselves.
Or showing political bias, because here's the thing about the judge that made this order. Guess what? He's an Obama supporter. Big surprise there.
Mm-hmm.
And secondly, he contributed quite a bit of money for Obama. So, you know.
Don't you think there's somebody giving a phone call to this guy going, look, stop this. You know, there's somebody behind him directing him to do this stuff.
Yep.
Which just flies all over me. You're a judge. You shouldn't, because you're appointed, you think you've got to take direction by whoever's in power.
Anyway, I don't want to spend much time on that, but I just want to everyone know that we obviously are aware of this situation, and I hope it changes the debate. I hope it actually brings out what's really been going on for a long, 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 long time, and maybe we put a stop to some of this stuff. I don't know.
Well, it gets back to that, you know, do you shut the government down to defund this thing? Do you take that risk? Of course you do. I don't think there's any – and – Well, but if you're McConnell or, you know, that group, they're not going to do that.
Well, yeah, I start to say, I'll guarantee you the Republicans will never go along with shutting down funding for Planned Parenthood, even though a lot of people suggest it and some people have demanded it. The Republican leadership as it stands now, McConnell, Boehner, that will not happen. They're just too tied into the cocktail party circuit. It's not going to happen. That's just my opinion, but you wait and see. Real quick, did you see this interview where Debbie Wasserman Schultz, the poodle, was being interviewed by Chris Matthews, Tingle Up His Leg Chris Matthews? And he was asking, because they were talking about Bernie and Hillary and being a Democrat, being a socialist, and Chris Matthews did something that's unforgivable. He asked her, the chairman of the Democrat Party, what's the difference between a Democrat and a socialist?
And she couldn't answer it.
She could not answer it. And she tried to dance around it every which way Sunday. I mean, just, saying,
that's not the real question. The real question is, what's the difference between a Republican and a Democrat? A Democrat.
Yeah. And Chris Matthews said, And of course, the reason she did not answer the question is there ain't a damn, there's very damn little bit of difference between a Democrat and a socialist at this point in the Democrat Party.
Now, if you'd asked him back in the '60s when Kennedy was on, you know, in the president, that'd be different, a whole totally different answer.
Yeah, you could actually come up with an answer that made sense back then.
And Hillary is doing nothing to combat that idea. She's falling right in line with Obama, and in fact, she's pushing harder to the socialist view.
Well, you know, I actually thought of an answer that she could have given, and it would have been truthful, and it would have been a difference between a Democrat and a socialist, but it's one of the few Democrats difference between Democrat and socialist, and here it is. When it comes to immigration, Democrats are for it. They're for illegal immigration. Socialists are not. And communists are not. And you know why? Because they're all about the worker, the working party. And they're all about having jobs for the workers. And even Bernie Sanders, who's an admitted socialist, says that illegal immigration is bad for the country because it's bad for America's workers. And he's absolutely right. On this one issue, I agree with Bernie Sanders. He's absolutely right. I don't know what Ken's doing. He's moving around. He's doing
something. I have to plug in the power, and I don't know
what. Oh, you're about to run out of power?
Yep.
Okay. I knew you were. If you could see him, I have him on camera, and I could see him. He was like inching around real quiet, trying to be quiet, not to make any noise, and he was reaching for something. I couldn't figure out what the hell he was doing.
My power cord. Got him more power, sir. More power.
Oh, I'm glad you got it before you ran out of power before the end of the show.
I was down to like 4%.
So were you really? 4%? Jeez.
Yeah. You're about to lose me there for a minute.
Okay. That's one thing I like about Bernie Sanders. I mean, there's not a whole lot I like about him, but at least he is honest that he admits he's a socialist. But what's funny is he's always been a socialist. He's always been, quote, independent and claimed to be a socialist. But he had to quit his party affiliation and become a Democrat to actually run in the Democrat primary. So he's still lying in a way in order to actually have a chance of getting elected, because he knows that if he runs under the socialist banner or the independent banner, he cannot get the Democratic nomination. He has to be running as a Democrat to get the nomination away from Hillary.
It's like Rand Paul. Rand Paul can't run as a Libertarian.
No.
He'd never get elected.
Well, if he ran as a Libertarian, he would win the Libertarian vote. You know,
Yeah, but he's not going to be President of the United States.
No, he's not going to be President of the United States, because you'd have a Democrat, a Republican, and a Libertarian. And if Bernie were to do the same thing and run as a socialist or, quote, an independent, you'd have like four or five people running. And of course, if Donald Trump were to do what we talked about, if he were to grow as an independent, the vote would be fragmented so much, I'm not sure who the hell would win.
Well, you know, another question, why do you think Bernie Sanders is doing as well as he is? Well, it's easy. The easy answer, because you've got Hillary Clinton, who lies. And their own party knows she's lying. And when she's got email problems and she got her own server and she's only giving up what she wants to give up in emails, and no one's coming down on her for it. I mean, they're starting to, but she's just continuing to lie out there. Bernie Sanders do well because he's honest. He's an honest socialist.
Yeah. Yeah. And he's actually done really well on all of his speeches, and he's getting big crowds. And Hillary, for the most part, is not.
Well, look at the polls. What's her worst number? Her worst number is trustworthiness. She's what, 60, almost 60% of not being trusted? And that's across the board.
Something like that, yeah.
That's across the board. That's not just Republican things. That's everybody. That's the voter, the American voter. Primo, how are you going to be president with 60% untrustworthiness? People think you just lie.
Well, I mean, have you not seen the poll where it said that 71% of the people who voted for Obama regret their vote now? But the problem is they regret it too late.
Yeah.
That's your big problem, man.
But you got someone that's taking over that's the same way as Obama?
Or worse? You know,
yeah, I mean, they say things, they do things behind, that if they think they just get away with it because of their name.
Yeah, I mean, Obama's gotten away with his lies because of his skin color. And Hillary's getting away with her lies because she's Clinton.
Yeah. She thinks, well, hey, Bill made it. Bill did it. Bill could have sex in the White House and, you know, oral sex with somebody and still stay president. Then anything goes.
Oh, have you seen the article about talking about the Clinton marriage has to sham and it's just out of political convenience? And I've always thought that I thought there was no love there. Yeah. But this whole idea that they're in love and all this, because, A, they almost never sleep in the same state, let alone the same bed. You know, and according to this article, Bill has a busty mistress. I've not seen a picture of the busty mistress. I'd like to, but I've not seen one yet.
I've seen it.
Have you seen the busty mistress?
Yes, really? I have.
Oh, I have not. You'll have to send me a link for that.
You really want to see it, don't you?
I'm always interested in busty mistresses. They do something for me.
See exactly what you picture in your head. It's the exact same thing. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I have a very vivid imagination, Ken. You know that.
Oh, we're going downhill fast.
Yeah, this is actually what the conversation was like before we go on the air, pretty much.
And after.
You know.
Pretty much goes to the toilet after the show's over.
Yeah, pretty much. We start talking about all kinds of stuff. Anyway.
I told Primo, I'm telling the audience the best show is when you go off on Hillary and you talk about what she wears and what she looks like, and I mean, you do all the un-PC like things. That makes for really good radio.
Yeah, it does. And I've always threatened, and we both talked about this, if and when we ever quit the show, and someday we might, you know, we get too old or whatever. We're both going to get snockered. We're going to get drunk as hell and do the last show. And we're going to talk
anything
goes.
I'm just going to shut up and listen, because That's going to be a great show.
Yeah. It would be fun. I think even if we don't have enough hair on it to do it on the air, we should do it and record it and just play it every now and then, just for ourselves.
Back to college days.
Yeah. Well, that's basically what our conversations are when we're off the air. We're reliving our youth when we were in college, basically. And some of the same kind of topics we talked about when we were 20 years old versus now.
We went to a small school. Very, very small school. The total number in the whole school, including commuters, was just a tad over 400.
Yeah, that's right.
And that was, so on campus, it was under 200. And that's men and women.
Yeah, there's so, probably 100 guys and about 100 women.
Everybody knew everybody.
Oh, yeah. And everybody knew who was doing everybody.
Well, I don't want to go there, but yeah. So the conversations were very intimate.
Yep. Yep. True. Okay. We could just do the rest of the show like this if you want to.
How much time we got?
Yeah. 7 minutes. A little over 7 minutes, but we couldn't even get through your love life, let alone mine. So that I guess we ought to move on to something else.
There we go.
Okay, the Hillary email scandal has just gotten worse. She's pissed off this judge. And he's pissed off the State Department because they're not getting this stuff to him like they wanted to. They have fallen behind. They swear they're going to get caught up, blah, blah, blah. But like Charles Krauthammer pointed out just the other day, one day this week, is that it's good that we're getting all this stuff out, but he says, look, she's already had all this time to get rid of all these emails, and if there was anything that was really damning, that was really bad, it's already completely gone. She deleted herself and or her minions did, and so this may just be a futile exercise. Not sure how much it's going to accomplish, but you got to go through the motions. I mean, you do. And the fact that I still don't understand, even though I know everything's probably wiped off the server, I still don't understand why the hell somebody didn't come up with a court order and just go get the damn server. I mean, why does she have a choice? Like, we're not going to make it available. Well, bullshit.
I'm with you.
If there's supposedly government documents on that server that should not even be there in the first place, the government has the right to go and confiscate that, I would think. But nobody has enough hair on it to issue the
order. The other way, too, Primo, that those emails went somewhere. I mean, you don't email.
Well, yeah, like we always said, yeah, there's always someone sending, someone receiving, and whoever's on the receiving end or whatever, or whoever sent it, they have their original copy somewhere.
And we're talking a thousands and thousands of emails, and they've only got, what, under 10%?
Oh, yeah. I mean, she admits she deleted over 30,000 that she thought were not appropriate and nobody's business.
Yeah, and surprise, surprise.
Yeah.
June and July before Benghazi are nowhere to be found.
For 2 months, not a single email, supposedly.
Yeah. How about that?
How does that work?
Yeah. Guilty of sin. That's what I call it.
Well, with all the stuff that was going on in Benghazi at the time, you're trying to tell me that nobody was communicating back and forth on her server? Not one word?
That's because it was a video, Primo. It started the whole thing. That's why. That's why I have to delete all that stuff, because the video started back, you know, it was just, it came out of the blue.
Oh, did I mention last week about this new Benghazi movie that's coming out January, I think, 16th? No, January, yeah. January 15th of 2016.
They were all shown clips of it, the trailer.
Well, when I was at Mission Impossible yesterday, they had the trailer at the movie theater I was in.
Oh, good.
Yeah. So, I mean, people are starting to hear about this. Now, here's the thing. Fairly decent crowd to watch the movie. And, of course, here's the problem is, probably 80%, 90% of the people in that theater had no idea what Benghazi is or was. Because most people don't pay attention to any damn thing, as we all know. But it did say in the trailer, this is a true story, and it was an action-packed trailer. So I'm hoping that it gets enough buzz that people go out and see this thing in decent numbers. And then one good thing about it coming out in January, that's normally when a lot of films get dumped. They get dumped in January if they're not going to be all that popular. But here's the thing. If that's the only decent film that's out in January, it might be the only thing that people go to see, people who like to go to movies. And so maybe it will do better than people think.
Yeah, I hope so.
Kind of like American Sniper. American Sniper was released technically in December, but only in just a handful of theaters. And then it got its big release in January. And, of course, it did really well in January. The best January ever of any movie, I think, in history.
And it got a lot of buzz.
Got a lot of buzz. American Sniper got a lot of buzz, a lot of stuff on Facebook and Twitter, and et cetera. And I'm hoping this same thing happens with this Benghazi movie because it looks pretty darn good from the trailer.
I think it will. I think it will give us some buzz to the whole thing. And this lady does not need to get away from this because she's tied to it.
Benghazi needs to be an anchor around her neck, literally. Tie her down.
No doubt.
There's no way in the world this woman should ever be president of the United States.
No.
And I would say that. I'm telling you, if I were a Democrat, I would still say the same thing because of what she did and what the current president did when Benghazi happened. It's inexcusable. They should be ashamed of themselves. And as far as I'm concerned, they should both be doing prison time for it.
I agree. They should. She should be behind bars, and so probably should he.
Yeah.
But it's like when it comes time, if Hillary's the nominee, which I really don't know. I think that's going to be difficult for her being the nominee because I think things are going to get worse and worse for her. But if she is the nominee, and they come to that debate between the Republican and the Democratic nominees, that one-on-one thing, you don't let her off the hook. Slammer, and Romney made a mistake and let Obama off the hook.
That was a huge mistake. And it probably slammer. That one thing may have cost him the election.
Yeah, I mean he had him by the throat and let him go.
It's like when you're fishing and you got him and you just like you got him hooked and like you say you just let him go. That's exactly what happened.
And you think Donald Trump would let him go?
Oh, I'm telling you.
That's what we want. I was yelling at the TV that night.
I was too.
Go after him. Go after him.
I literally said to Ken, I went, when all that happened, I go, what are you waiting for?
Yeah.
Oh, Almighty, it's wide open. Go for it, man. Go for it. And no. He, being a gentleman, he pulled back.
It's exactly, he did the John McCain crap that I'm not going to hurt you. I'm going to take the high road. No, not in politics, you don't.
Well, it's politics. This whole thing of the high road is nonsense. Politics is supposed to be a bloody sport, is it not?
We want the truth, and you go after the truth. You don't let the people lie to you, and you go, oh, okay, I'm not going to, I'm going to go there.
Especially when they lie right to your face and they lie to the American public.
And you
got them, and you could expose them. That's what you're supposed to do. That's what an honorable person does, expose the truth.
Well, if she's the nominee, that they better go after
God,
with everything they got.
Whoever it is. And tell you what, if it's Ted Cruz, I have no doubt he'll go after
her. Oh, he will.
I have no doubt. And Donald Trump, I think Donald Trump will go after her too, even though they're supposed to be friends. We're out of time. That's it.
Wow.
Jeez. You want to take us out, Ken?
If we lose freedom here, there is no place to escape to. This is the last stand on earth. Ronald Wilson Reagan, our 40th president of these United States.
That's it. We're out of here. We'll see you next time.